Welcome to Do This, Not That, the podcast for marketers. You'll walk away from each episode with actionable tips you can test immediately. You'll hear from the best minds in marketing who will share tactics, quick wins, and pitfalls to avoid. We'll also dig into life, pop culture, and the chaos that is our everyday. I'm Jay Schwedelson. Let's do this, not that. We are back for What's Up This Week from Do This, Not That. This is our short episode where we break down what is going on this week in business and life and marketing. We still have our Ask Us Anything later in the week and then our big tips episode at the end of the week. So what is going on? Well, I saw the survey results of something that MP Digital came out with and it blew my mind. They asked 15,000 people, would you rather have 1 million followers or $1 million. When I saw this, I'm like, well, who wouldn't pick $1 million? But you know what? Apparently, a lot of people want followers. And it's really a lot of the younger people. So 79% of people ages 18 to 25 said they want 1 million followers. 79%! And then even ages 26 to 40, 53% of the people said they want 1 million followers over $1 million. That is wild. It flips the script though when you get over 40. So people 41 and above, 75% of them want the $1 million. I fall in that bucket. I mean, all day long. I don't care. You could take away every follower I have. Who cares? And when they asked the younger people why they want the followers over the money, they said fame, respect, and status. Seriously. And this is really why influencer marketing is so effective, because people care when they see that somebody has followers. They legitimately care, and so they'll listen to what those people say. I mean, it's bananas. Anyway, what else is going on? So I don't know if you saw this, but you know, Amazon Prime Day happened like a week or two ago, and TikTok was trying to jump into the mix and have their own big sale thing. So TikTok sought to take on Amazon's big summer deals blitz, right? And they put on their own competing event. It was called Deal for You Days. And they were pushing it really hard. But Salesforce just came out with data about how did Deals for You Days, which was the competitive event that TikTok did against Amazon Prime Day, how did it do? Well, based on 1.5 billion shoppers across all of their different products and data points, it suggests that TikTok's Deal for You Days was not that great. So for non-Amazon retailers, gross merchandise volume in the United States rose 3% year over year during the two-day period of Amazon Prime Day. So for everyone that's not affiliated with Amazon and they're doing their own sales, because a lot of people do that to try to piggyback on what Amazon's doing, they saw their sales for those 2 days rise about 3%. What's wild is that TikTok, who put on an event, right, trying to piggyback on what Amazon was doing, but they did it a week prior. Their Deals for You Days was a week prior. Their sales for the same period were actually down 6%. They went down. So that was not going so well. So they got to retool that. The other thing going on is the Olympics, of course. And as marketers, whether you're into the Olympics or not, I happen to be into the Olympics. It's a major event. It's also a major marketing event. And it permeates through the minds of all of us here and actually has an impact on all marketing, not just if you're Nike running a big ad. So what's interesting is that subjectline.com just came out with some research on certain words and phrases that have been giving a boost to email marketing performance since the opening ceremonies. And I got to tell you, I'm being honest here. This feels a little cheesy. But you know what? Sometimes cheesy wins in marketing. So I'll roll with cheesy all day long. So what do I mean by that? So in the subject line, if you include words like champion, Olympic, gold medal, dream team, they are boosting email open rates since the opening ceremony by about 15%. And bonus, if you start your subject line with a gold medal emoji, it's actually boosting open rates right now by about 20%. So yeah, you could write subject lines like gold medal solutions for your small business or join the HR dream team, Olympic size savings inside, go for the gold. I don't know. I got to see if I want to get on this train because it feels a little cheesy, but it's working and that's why we got to talk about it. So let's get into nonsense, things that are totally irrelevant. This might not be just about today, but I'm annoyed about something. Every time I go on Netflix or any of the streaming stuff, all the shows that I'm into are like I'm waiting for the next season. And when I dug into a little bit, I realized that these shows are not putting out seasons for such a long period of time. So, for example, Euphoria, which I really don't watch, but Euphoria announced that their next season is going to begin production in January. That's going to be 3 years after the second season ended. And Severance, which is a great show on Apple TV, they won't return for their season two until January, which is 3 years after it premiered on Apple. That's ridiculous. 3 years? Are you kidding me? And Bridgerton, you know, which just got released with his latest season, the people that are making the show said it will be at least 2 years before the next one's ready, which means probably 3 years. And Stranger Things, right, is in the middle of a three-year gap between season four and season five. And forget about Yellowstone. I mean, by the time Yellowstone returns, it's going to be like 17 years before that second half of that season comes back. So I don't know why I'm on this soapbox. I don't know why this bothers me so much. But can we like get back to the way it used to be where you watch a show, it's gone for like, I don't know, 4 or 5 months, 6 months, whatever, and then it comes back. This stinks. Anyway, you know what else stinks? Hopefully not this podcast, but it might. But if it doesn't, leave it a review. It actually helps a lot. And follow the show because you're awesome. And check out our Ask Us Anything late in the week. Thanks for being here. Later.
You did it. You made it to the end. Nice. But the party's not over. Subscribe to make sure you get the latest episode each week for more actionable tips and a little chaos from today's top marketers. And hook us up with a 5-star review if this wasn't the worst podcast of all time. Lastly, if you want access to the best virtual marketing events that are also 100% free, visit guruevents.com so you can hear from the world's top marketers like Damon John, Martha Stewart, and me. Guruevents.com. Check it out.